we need to get to the featured artist segment. So, yeah, it's going to be left on the cutting room floor. You know, Clay says, Fish did a pretty cool show of the spear thing. And he posted a Wikipedia article about the spear. Also, I went to the bathroom, and I had a bowel movement, and I looked, there was, like, black feces. I was really worried about it until I found out that one of the causes of black feces is, like, food. could be a bloody stool. Also could be a bleeding ulcer. Like, I really need that. But probably not. Probably just, blueberries. I ate. So anyway, let's get to the featured artist segment.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week we're featuring Backyard Tire Fire. Next week we'll probably do Uncle Tupelo. So this brings us to 2007 and Vagabonds and Hooligans, released on OIE Records. And this is a review. I can't remember who recommended this band to me, except it was in connection with some other band. It just was, if I like them, I like this. Well, I wasn't hoping for much, but I figured I'd check them out. I'm really glad I did. Great album. Apparitions in a Long Time are the killer tracks for me. But the whole album is full of great tunes that just give you all, grow on you all the time. I might have to come back and give this a 5 yet. This is game 4.5 stars. So anyway, listen to the track from this. Here's Backyard Tire Fire from Vagabonds and Hooligans. Oh, wait. Yeah, and the name of this song is Kareen.
Trees, grass made of glass. Frozen flowers on the canvas she passed. Through the fields along the road. She paints a picture of the sadness she knows. Ah, but cold things always seem to be hard. But just the same, please don't regret who you are. Crystal dreams, pipe made of glass. Escape the mayhem and the madness she left. About a time she felt young. Before the darkness and the heartache could come. I think
Saints to make a
Heard two songs by Backyard Tire Fire. That was The Wrong Hand. And before that, we heard Kareen. Both of those were from Vagabonds and Hooligans, released on OIC Records in 2007. OIC Records? OIE Records, sorry. OIE Records in 2007. So, alright. 2008 found them signed to New York City-based label Hyena Records for the release of The Places We Lived on August 26, 2008. The Places We Lived was a bit of a departure stylistically for the band, as a portion of the record found the band focused on piano-based songs such as Everybody's Down, Rainy Day, Don't Go Away, and The Places We Lived. The record continued their national growth in the press as their Pace Magazine Band of the Week and received heavy airplay from nationally syndicated radio programs like Mountain Stage and Acoustic Cafe, Sirius XM's Loft, and XMU non-commercial AAA radio stations like... What is that? AAA. AAA Radio. Look that AAA Radio. The Delta Album Alternative. Wow, that's a mouthful. Like Louisville's WFPK, Asheville's WNCW, and Cincinnati's WNKU, as well as commercial AAA radio station KHUM in Eureka, California. So anyway, let's listen to a track from this the Place We Lived. Here's the title track. Featured artist is Backyard Tire Fire on the next show.
Sometimes the places we once did, the places.
songs by Backyard Tire Fire. That was How the Hell Did You Get Back Here? And we started things off with The Places We Lived. Both of those were from their fourth studio album. Their fourth studio album, The Places We Lived, released on Hyena Records in 2008. So, just 1 minute past hours, so I think we can squeeze in one more song. Here's Backyard Tire Fire of their fifth and final album, called Good to Be, released on Kelsey Street Records in 2010. Released in February 2010, to be exact. This song called Brady. Feature artist is Backyard Tire Fire on the next show.
He's wound up. He's gonna pop. He's 16. It doesn't stop. He's on his own for the day. He's got some cash. He jumped the train. He's rolling down to where the red lights glow. He's gonna learn some things that he's never known. Any minute she'll be pulling down the shade. His hands are shaking and he ain't got much to say. Brady got
Backyard Tire Fire and Brady from Those are from... Oh, Good to Be, released in 2010 on Kelsey Street Records. So, in 2011... Actually, no. Yeah, on September 1st, 2011, the group announced that they would be going on an indefinite hiatus. They reunited in Chicago at the Cubby Bear on November 23rd, 2013. 50th anniversary of Kennedy, yes? Or is it 50th plus one day of the Kennedy assassination? To perform on the set of that Thelma benefit to end MS, frontman Edward David Anderson continues to write, record, and tour solo. He's released two albums, Lies and Wishes and Laura Alabama. The Lonely Sessions is set to release a third, Chasing Butterflies, in October 2018. So anyway, that's it for Backyard Tire Farm. Next week we'll do Uncle Tupelo, which is pretty. There's really four albums. We did Wilco and Sunvolt, the two bands that resulted from the breakup of Uncle Tupelo. So we should do Uncle Tupelo itself. I don't think about what to do after that. I think we're going to continue in the all-country vein. So, anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four of the show, featuring a tribute to Kim Shattuck. And we'll have that. Scroll down here. We'll have that right after this. No. Yeah. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
Could you just assure me that I could speak?
Sit down inside the car. I'm not assuring anything. I'm under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
Come on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cuffs.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off there. Ta-da! And farewell. One cup, look. They even...
Yes, anyway, yeah. This is Democracy Manifest. Anyway, I'm going to do a tribute to Kim Shattuck. And so I have these, like, clips of interviews with Kim Shattuck. And so I've been able to do, like, been able to compile these playlists with relative ease. But this time I decided I'd go back and I'd find, like, interviews that she did that I didn't make clips of. So I made clips of these, and so I have, like, a new playlist. So it's pretty exciting. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, /SkyScanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. You can place the O and the zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, anyway, Kim Shattuck, born Kimberly Diane Shattuck, born July 17, 1963, Long Beach, California, although she moved to Orange County fairly early on. She attended Orange Coast College, where she was studying photography, and she started playing guitar.